Have you ever considered starting your own website? If you want a good one, you're going to need a great web host. That's why I recommend Bluehost. And we have an exclusive offer for everyone who listens to the Adventuring the Girl Life podcast. You can get started with Bluehost for $3.95. They have impeccable customer service. They have a one-click automatic WordPress blog installation. You can't get any easier than that. And when you're ready for more than one website, there's no need to look for more hosting. Bluehost has got you covered. That's why I recommend Bluehost. And you can find this deal at www.jenwhitmoretraining.com under the Resources tab, or www.jenwhitmoretraining.com/resources. Welcome to Adventuring the Girl Life, where we believe life for every girl should be well lived. Each week, we'll explore tips and techniques to add more adventure to your world, from fitness and self-care to career building and fulfillment, and even the most mundane parts of life. So buckle up. I'm your host, Jen Whitmore, certified personal trainer, mom of two, lover of water bottles. I have an obsession. And your new partner in adventure. Hey, hey, welcome back to the podcast, girls. I am so excited about our topic this week because we are continuing the month of April all about your health and nutrition while traveling. And there obviously is a purpose for this month's topic, but we will get into that in a minute. So last week, we talked about the challenges of exercising while you were traveling, and we went over three challenges and what to do about them. So this week, we are talking about the three biggest challenges of eating well while traveling. So let's jump right into it. Number one, our routine completely gets thrown out the window. We are all creatures of habit. Our brain is constantly making efforts to create routines. We love them. They make us feel accomplished. They save us time. They also make us overall very efficient. However, when we are pulled out of those routines, we kind of like go berserk. You know, it's like, what do I do now? We kind of lose it. Sure, we can read directions, we can follow directions. We know where we're going and what we're doing because we're focused on those things. But when we're out of our element, we tend to focus on the biggest and most important things. And all the other stuff becomes forgotten, unimportant, unnecessary for the survival of this moment. What do I mean by that? We focus on the most important thing at that time. So what do? We need to make the nutrition the constant, the number one priority, because all the other stuff, it has to be done. You have to know what terminal you're going to. You have to get your baggage. You have to be at your meeting on time. You have to know where your hotel is located. All of those things are so important that they are going to get done. They are a priority. So what we need to do is we need to make sure that the nutrition for our trip becomes the number one priority. Because all the other stuff, it has to be done. So it already is a priority. When we change our focus to making the nutrition the biggest constant, the biggest focus, our brain starts to rework. It starts to focus to figure it out. That's what our brains do. That's what they're best at, problem solving. Okay, number two. We cannot find what we want, so we take what we get. We as a developed society, I feel, are really lacking in this area. We are stepping into the right direction, but we're still lacking in the availability of healthy food. And I know it's hard because generally healthy food is harder to maintain because of the expiration rate. And of course, it's easier and cheaper to maintain fake food that's full of preservatives. Unfortunately, it's not really great for our health, is it? Okay. However, on the flip side, we as the consumers, we just go with it. We need to eat to survive. And when we're pinched for time, our grand lifetime goal of remaining healthy goes right out the window. So to us, it just seems like one small decision. The problem is one small decision when it's made over and over and over again for breakfast and then again for lunch. And oh well, I'm really tired and now for dinner too. That's when it becomes our problem. So again, what do? We again have to shift our focus back to the objective. The objective is to stay healthy in the long run, and the long run is always made up of a bunch of short runs. I'm a runner, and I've ran a few half marathons. And how did I get up to the length of 13.1 miles? I ran a bunch of other shorter runs. So we're talking 10 miles a couple of times, 3 miles a couple of times, 4 miles a couple of times. I didn't just wake up and say, sweet, I'm going to run 13.1 miles today. Oh yeah, sweet, I'm a healthy person today. No, it doesn't work like that. So we need to shift our focus. Make sure that we're making it, again, the number one priority, and that we're not taking what we get just because we're pinched for time. Number three. This one is what I like to call vacation brain. This is how vacation brain works. I'm on vacation. I can do whatever I want. I'll never come here again, and I want to enjoy myself. I deserve this. I work hard, don't I? I need a break. Shouldn't I have this experience in my life? I deserve this. Vacation brain is when we mentally decide to check out. Now, I'm not telling you not to enjoy your vacation. I'm asking you to take a beat and look at everything that surrounds your vacation. Sister, I also want to enjoy my vacation. I also want to care less about my exercise routine and my food. What I want you to do is take a beat and look at everything that surrounds your vacation. If you are one of those perfect people year-round where you are on your health and fitness like white on rice all the time, then I say, screw what I am currently saying and throw it out the window. Turn off this podcast right now because you do not need what I'm about to say. But if you're like me, we care about it and we do pay attention to it, but we still like to drink on the weekends and eat pizza on Fridays and then Saturday night dinners with our friends and maybe it's a beer after work or I eat great for breakfast and lunch, but then dinner, meh. Then we cannot afford to have a free-for-all when we're out of our element on vacation. We can't afford to have vacation brain. If we want to drink and eat out at the local favorite places when we're on vacation, fantastic. Do it. But we still have to have a bit of balance in our life. You want to have fun at dinner? Eat well for breakfast and lunch. You want to go out for drinks with your colleagues? Great. Drink water all day beforehand. The consequences of vacation brain are not worth giving into it in that moment. And we all know what the consequences are, don't we? Weight gain. Oh, I feel like crap. Man, I'm super bloated. Oh, I'm kind of constipated. Self-sabotage when we get home, of course. I hate my life. I can't believe I've done this again. Why am I so chubby? Why did I do this to myself again? Oh my gosh, I've gained 10 pounds. We all do these things to ourselves after the fun is over. Making our overall focus nutrition when we're out of our element will solve every single one of these challenges. I have given you the marching orders, and I hope that this has given you some insight and helped you figure out what to do the next time around. Now, if you're somebody who's still on the fence, you may know what to do, but you need some help getting it done. How do we figure it out? Where am I going to start looking? How do I see the nutrition as part of my overall goals? I have a plan for you. Jen Whitmore Training is launching a new program. This program will solve these problems for you when you travel, whether it's for work or whether it's for vacation or whether traveling is just your lifestyle. We are getting ready to launch the beta testing portion of this program. And if you want to be a part of it, if you want to have a voice in how it would help you individually, then you need to get your name on the beta testing list, which is at www.jenwhitmoretraining.com/beta testing. All you have to do is put your name and email in, and you will be on the list for when everything gets up and going. We are super close, and I cannot wait to help you figure out how to overcome these challenges when you travel. I will also link to it in the show notes. And my prayer is that you always walk away with something that you have learned and something that I can do to help you. Okay, girls, before we finish, crowning moment and flop moment of the week are coming up. Okay, girls, so my flop moment of the week is not really that big of a deal, but still sort of a big deal. I don't usually like to consider myself a procrastinator because the word procrastinator has such a negative connotation on it. But in this instance, I put off something that is very important to Jen Whitmore Training while I was doing something else that was super exciting. Now, all of it has to do with work, but I chose the exciting over the important this week, and it's kind of bitten me in the fanny. And what I mean by bitten me in the fanny is I literally have 2 minutes left to finish this podcast before I have to go on to the next thing. So my schedule has gotten so squeezed because I did the exciting versus the important first, and it's backfired on me. Moving on to the crowning moment of the week. And I am so excited to share it with you girls. The podcast listens are up like crazy. You know, a little while back, we hit over 1,000 downloads, and I was so excited about it. You know that the podcast is my third child, and I love you girls so much for making it possible. But within the last week, they have jumped another 300 listens. Now, that's the largest amount of growth that we have had in 1 week since we started. I am so excited, and I just want you to know how much I appreciate you. You are fabulous. You absolutely make this happen. You help me to keep it going, and as always, I would really appreciate it if you go and leave us a review so that more girls can grow. It is how we find each other. It is how we rank better in iTunes and Spotify and Google Play. And it is how we continue to share our message with the world. And I absolutely love being here with you every single week. And I hope you get into lots of adventures this weekend. And until next week, girls, adventure on!